Hey guys, it's Kathy, Crafty Chica here. Maya, in case you didn't know, Maya has moved to LA. She's working for BuzzFeed Pedo Like, so congratulations to Maya. And she will be back on Chica's in the Moment eventually. But you know what? We're going to carry this forward. And I am really excited to be here today with my dear friend, Rena Gonzalez from MothershipScrapbookGal.com and CraftyHappyHour.com. Hi, Rena.
Hi, Kathy. I'm so happy to be with you today. It's been like 2 years since we've actually spent time together, so I'm so excited.
Yes, and we've always talked about being able to hang out together, and so we are here at the Sizzix headquarters. I have a new line with Sizzix that comes out, and Rena contributes really cool paper arts project to my blog, and she lives right by here, and I'm like, Rena, will you spend the day with me? Like, we finally get to hang out all day. So it's been pretty cool. We got to see all of Sizzix headquarters. There's a lot of magic over there. That's all I can say.
Oh my goodness, there's so many dyes. It's dyes and ribbons and inks and samples, and it's just amazing. We learned so many new techniques. I thought I knew enough about Sizzix, and clearly I was amiss. I learned so much more today. We had a great lesson from a lady named Debbie, and she was great.
We learned about paper folding. Who knew? So you can look for all of these cool tutorials and everything we learned coming up on CraftyChica.com and at MothershipScrapbookGal.com. But you know what? I want to get to the heart of what our topic is today. Our topic today is about working a full-time job and still having time for your passion project. So Rena, by day, is a lawyer, and by night and on weekends and every other time, she runs her blog and Crafty Happy Hour. Rena, why don't you tell them about Crafty Happy Hour and how it got started?
Okay, so Crafty Happy Hour started as me wanting to make an event in my community that would make it really simple for people to craft. And I did my initial Crafty Happy Hour at a restaurant actually that no longer exists. But what is so awesome is that I made it so that it rotates from venues. And at each venue, I set up this thing called a crafty bar. And I call it my crafty salad bar. And it's all the materials you need to make handmade greeting cards. So I've really enjoyed being able to grow Crafty Happy Hour, to move from different places like the restaurant where it started to a craft brewery, to a coffee shop, to the patio of a national coffee chain.
And how does it work? They pay an entrance fee or do they pay per card?
Oh, good question. They pay per project. So sometimes we'll have greeting cards and journals, or we'll have a banner. And so they pay $5 per project. And then I also have a crafty pop shop up so people can buy the card kits that I make at Crafty Happy Hour.
That is genius. And you still have your full-time job as a lawyer, which it's probably hard to sell enough card kits to make up a lawyer salary, right? But yes. You never know. So how do you juggle working a full-time job and that carrying that stress and then running this side business that also is really successful?
I just have really worked on my time management skills and also worked on prioritizing whatever is important to manage stress and run my business. I've come to the point where I really want Mothership Scrapbook Gal to succeed and evolve, and I just make it a part of my day. So whether it's giving myself 3 tasks or 4 tasks in a day to complete, no matter how big or small, I just put them on a checklist and get them done outside of my work hours.
That's great. I love that you gave relatable tips that, you know, when you talk about time management, you broke it down to say, you know what, it's not something you save for the weekend, but you actually work on it a little bit each day. I think that's really smart.
Yeah, I actually just got a brand new planner in order to better manage and make sure that things get accomplished. And when I say little, big, it could be that I have to do a blog post. And a blog post is big because it's a project and it's photos and it's content. And then it's, you know, finally after all of that and editing photos and then pushing the publish button. And that can take several hours. I can also include on that list that I need to email a contact, a marketing contact, and see about a pitch that I want to do for a blog post. So it always varies, and I just have to make sure that at the end of the day, I'm comfortable with that I have put enough energy towards my business to make it so that I can sleep soundly knowing that I am investing in myself and want to move my business forward in that way.
And I think it's also really helpful for your day job, because if you have a list that you created and know when you're going to work on those projects, it relieves that off of your mind for your day job, so you can be 100% there and dedicated. Like the time when I was building Crafty Chica, I was working at the newspaper full time, a lot of deadlines there. And it was really difficult at times to manage, you know, the kids and their homework and then my blog and making stuff in the studio. And what I did, same thing as you, I would make a list for the week. And I knew that once everyone was in bed, like say around 9 o'clock to 11 or 12, that would be my time to blog. And then I dedicated every Sunday where I told all of my family and extended family, don't expect me at the fiesta on Sunday because that's going to be the day that I'm in my paint clothes in the art studio with a Venti quad mocha. And I just want to work from as many hours as I can making stuff. And that is what got me through juggling full time. And it made me enjoy my day job better. And one tip that I learned is that if you can find a day job that fits with your passion project or your big picture project, that is really helpful because then you're learning skills that you can take, you know, with you as you build your business. Another thing, this kind of is the flip side of that. Back in the early day when my husband and I had an art business and we were like painting hundreds of flower pots for all of these stores, I wanted a job that had nothing to do with art at all. And that's when I started at the newspaper. And I love that it gave me that escapism where I could just turn off the stress of running the business. So you really have to look within yourself and say, what do I want? Do I want a job that will, you know, is still kind of connected to what I'm doing? And by the way, that newspaper job ended up evolving into being a reporter and a columnist, which eventually helped with my blogging career, which I didn't know when I first started there. So you never know when it's going to lead you. So my main point is you don't have to settle for a job that you absolutely hate. Right, Rena?
Yeah, I actually really enjoy, I mean, obviously I went to law school to become a lawyer, and I really do enjoy my job with the city of Riverside just for that very reason, because if I were working for a big law firm, there is just no way that Mothership Scrapbook Gal would have ever come to be. There just would never have been the time. And I do remember when I first met you and we went over the whole, you know, balancing a full-time job, and you told me about your scheduling, how you had devoted Sundays. I really have taken that to heart as I have worked on building my business. And another thing that when you were talking, it reminded me of when I was at Snap Conference and Heidi Swap gave a really cool speech, and I really took her words to heart. And she said, don't make these lists that seem like you can never accomplish them. Break it down. And even if that means you only can do the 3 to 5 things a day, make those lists and then make those your priorities and get them done. And you will get to that point. And those little baby steps help you move you further. And you kind of never know sometimes where opportunities lie, but if you keep working at it, your business will grow and you will evolve. And it's just fun. It's just exciting too.
And Rena, what is your ultimate big picture goal?
So my big picture goal is to eventually design craft products. I mean, paper has been my passion for years. my goal would be to design, you know, stamps, dies, papers, anything that people can create with and preserve memories with, because scrapbooking was the basis for me falling in love with crafting and wanting to share it with others. And so I think my goal has always been to become a designer, and I think that my natural talent is in event planning and marketing. So I'm sure there's some way, and I'm comfortable knowing that I don't know where I'm going to end up, but I know that I'm having a blast along the way. And I think that probably some type of design that incorporates helping people learn how to host events, because not everyone knows how to host events, is my end goal.
And what's also neat is just with your profession as being a lawyer, there's so many things you can do with that in the creative arts industry as well, whether if it's, you know, helping people negotiate a contract or read a contract or just, I don't know, I just see there's another side to that too that can come in handy down the road.
Yes. All my friends tell me, well, why don't you just become this crafty lawyer? And I'm like, I don't know. I look at them with these eyes and say, I don't know. I just don't know what the future holds. I do know that being a lawyer has provided me so many skill sets that help me to do all my crafting businesses and to think things through more logically and to really not go into things without some type of a plan. So I'm very cognizant of the fact that my legal degree has helped me so much to navigate a very complex, evolving industry that is definitely, you know, everyone talks about DIY. Mm-hmm. So I use my knowledge of law. Like, I will sit there and read the blogger rules on disclosure, and I can easily translate my lawyer skills into making sure I have the right disclosure on my blog and that kind of thing. So yeah, and I do a lot of contract reading. That is my bread and butter every day. So
that's awesome. And I like how you mentioned having a plan. So we talked about, you know, the first tip is to work a little bit on your passion project, side hustle business a little bit every day. And another tip was to, you know, find some kind of job if you can that helps in your big picture where you can learn things. And I think the third tip is that when you are ready to think about leaving your full-time job, have a solid exit strategy. Don't just throw caution to the wind unless you have no responsibilities and you're able to just buy a one-way ticket to Paris. You know, if that's not the case, I mean, do yourself a favor and prepare. Like, do your research, find out how much money that you need to make and you want to make, triple that number so that you will, you know, think bigger and get some savings and just plan ahead for it. Don't just, you know, jump off the bridge, because you want to succeed in the long term. And it's so easy to have a bad day at work and then decide that you're just going to quit that day. I remember one time I was working as a caterer, which I was a lot of fun, except it was on my birthday, and I was like, I just want to make dessert trays. That's what I want to do for a living. Well, it was my birthday. I was working like 13 hours making dessert trays during the holidays, and I was like, I'm quitting tomorrow. I would rather make 100 pairs of earrings and sell them than make another dessert tray. And that was not a good exit strategy, because I ended up leaving, and then, you know, with two little kids, and my husband was like, you really couldn't have hung on. Oh, help me, I'm making dessert trays. So it's really good to plan ahead, and that taught me a lesson for the long run. So Rena, thank you so much for joining me today on Chica's In the Moment.
Thank you, Kathy, and thanks for inviting me to Sizzix. It was so fun.
It was so fun. And you can visit Rena at mothershipscrapbookgal.com or craftyhappyhour.com. I'm at craftychica.com, and make sure to check us out all over social media. Thank you, you guys, and until next time, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.